Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The House of Delegates is moving forward with a funding model that's more generous to vets and their families. The Senate has a scaled-down version aimed at making sure the program remains economically viable. On Friday, members of the House of Delegates were in Richmond to vote on their version of the bill. Here's House Appropriations Chairman Luke Torian.
Well, I do not have a message to give to the Senate. They are their own body and they make their own decisions. What will happen now, we will send House Bill 6003 over to the Senate and wait for them to act on it.
Katrina Fry of Salem is an Army veteran whose son might be able to receive benefits depending on which version of the program is funded.
They picked on the wrong group of people. Veterans, we stick together. We're from all the branches. We are from all over the state. And this was a promise given to us. This is something we have earned. It is not something that should be so lightly taken away.
The state Senate will be back in Richmond on Monday, and families of veterans here at the Capitol say they hope senators consider approving the approach taken by the House. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.